From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama will make the case Tuesday that his counterterrorism policies have helped protect Americans from evolving international threats. He prepares to hand over the White House to a successor who has been critical of his approach. President Obama will deliver his final major speech on national security as president at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. You can listen to the president's comments at voanews.com. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday that he expected the president-elect Donald Trump's administration to preserve the strategic mission of the U.S. 7th Fleet as he addressed the U.S. troops during his official visit to Japan.
Your strategic mission and your strategic need are connected to the world out here. And the world isn't going to change because our administrations are changing. So new people will make their own decisions, but it's going to be in the same strategic context that you are now operating.
Again, that is U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter speaking in Japan Tuesday. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says that Congress's decision to renew U.S. sanctions for 10 years would elicit a harsh reaction and prove the United States was still an enemy. In his comments to a speech to students at Tehran University, he says, America is our enemy. We have no doubt about this. The Americans want to put as much pressure on us as they can. Syria's government Tuesday said it would not agree to a ceasefire in Aleppo unless it guarantees a full withdrawal of rebel factions from the city. This is VOA News. Danish police Tuesday said it had arrested a man suspected of seriously wounding one of its officers by shooting him in the head outside a police station in a Copenhagen suburb earlier in the day. Police said the 26-year-old suspect was known to the force and that it believed he acted alone. He was detained in Albertslund, where the shooting occurred. Sick Kenyans were turned away from hospitals and patients left stranded in their wards as a crippling strike by doctors and nurses demanding pay rises entered a second day Tuesday. Several patients are reported to have died as a result of a lack of care in public hospitals, many of which are completely unstaffed. Kenyans have been directed to private clinics that are unaffordable to the majority of the population. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for the cancellation of a multi-billion dollar Boeing contract to build the next Air Force One. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking Tuesday to reporters in the lobby of the Trump Tower in New York, the location of his transition headquarters, Trump indicated he wanted to negotiate a new deal with Boeing.
The plane is totally out of control. It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money.
The government has contracted with Boeing to build two or more new planes, which would go into service around 2024. The Associated Press reports the contract for the planes was to be about $3 billion, but costs have been reported to be rising. The price of Boeing stock dipped slightly after Trump's comments. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A Saudi court sentenced 15 people to death Tuesday after convicting them of spying for the kingdom's regional rival, Iran, according to Saudi media. All 15 were Saudi citizens, most of them members of the kingdom's Shiite minority. The death sentences are expected to be appealed. The U.S. trade deficit widened in October but remained smaller than a year earlier and included a big jump in exports to China, especially cars. The information comes from the Commerce Department Tuesday. The overall trade gap for the month grew nearly 18% to $42.6 billion. Top diva Beyoncé Tuesday led nominations for next year's Grammy Awards, but faced tough competition from fellow chart-topping artists like Adele. Beyoncé received nods in 9 categories for the music industry's biggest night, including Album of the Year for Lemonade. Beyoncé will face off at the February 12th awards in 3 of the most prestigious categories, in which Adele has been one of the top-selling albums of the year. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.